Good evening. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. The weather across Israel is mostly clear tonight. It's a warm evening in Tel Aviv, while Jerusalem enjoys a cooler breeze. Haifa and Eilut are experiencing mild temperatures, making it a pleasant night for those out and about. Here are today's headlines. First, the Times of Israel reports from earlier today that the U.S. has expanded its strikes into the Tehran area. Iran vows to resist until the end, amidst escalating tensions. Also, Ynet says that the Netanyahu family has received extended security due to revenge threats. Sarah Netanyahu will have protection indefinitely, with her sons covered for 5 years after Netanyahu leaves office. Also this hour, Walla reports a protest in the Druze town of Qadr, Syria, against Israel's secret rescue plan. The IDF's involvement is a point of strong contention. Separately, JNS brings word that the IDF has killed 3 armed Hezbollah terrorists in southern Lebanon. This follows a months-long operation targeting Hezbollah strongholds. And finally, I-24 News tells us that a U.S. citizen has safely left Iran after being held under a coercive exit ban for over a year. Here's what people are saying online. Raylan Givens, a political commentator, shared a video just minutes ago. Senator John Fetterman stated that he would leave the Democratic Party if it officially became anti-Israel. Me24, Middle East 24, reported earlier today that Hamas confirmed the death of Commander Mohammed al-Habil. The IDF accused him of murdering captive Israeli soldier Noah Marciano. Open source intel noted earlier that Senator Fetterman emphasized his stance on leaving his party should it turn against Israel. Let's go deeper into those stories, starting with the U.S.-Iran tensions. The Times of Israel notes that the American military has conducted strikes across northern Iran, targeting strategic locations. This action follows Iran's threats of retaliation and their missile and drone attacks. The situation could further destabilize the region, impacting global security. Turning to the Netanyahu family's security, Ynet outlines the government's decision to provide extended protection due to credible threats. The move highlights ongoing tensions within Israel's political landscape. It underscores the need for heightened vigilance around key figures in Israeli politics. Meanwhile, in Syria, Walla reports on the strong opposition from the Druze community against Israel's rescue plan. The plan involves the IDF, which the Druze in Qadr view as an occupying force. This resistance may complicate Israel's efforts to aid its allies in the region. Separately, the JNS details that the IDF's operation in southern Lebanon has been successful in targeting Hezbollah. The military's actions are part of a larger strategy to dismantle terrorist networks. This could lead to a temporary reduction in cross-border hostilities, but may also provoke further retaliation. And finally, a report from I-24 News highlights the release of a U.S. citizen from Iran. The individual's exit was delayed by over a year due to a coercive ban. This development may signal a slight easing of diplomatic tensions, at least on a personal level. On the economic front, first, CTEC reports that Ehud Tenenbaum, once a notorious hacker known as the Analyzer, faces new allegations of cybercrime. His arrest marks a significant moment in Israel's tech history, reflecting ongoing cybersecurity challenges. Separately, according to Globes, Google has reclaimed its position as Israel's top brand for 2026. The company outpaced competitors like ChatGPT by enhancing its AI capabilities with the Gemini assistant. And finally, Walla Business reveals that the Finance Committee's chairman, Milbitsky, refuses further discussion on recent financial transfers. He maintains that the votes were legal, closing the matter despite controversy. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 8 p.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.